and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuned to the broadcasting in this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, and verse number 43, Matthew 5, 43. The Lord Jesus, again, he's saying, well, you've heard it said by the elders, by the leadership, in your life, and in your instruction, by your parents, and the leadership of the Jews, this is the way that it is. But the Lord Jesus here on the Sermon on the Mount saying, but I say unto you. In verse 43 of chapter 5, he says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. So that's what you've heard said. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Verse 47, but if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So the Lord Jesus here declares, he said, you've heard it, verse number 43, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's the way that you've heard it said. But the Lord Jesus says, love everybody, even your enemies. He says, do good to them that hate us, pray for them that use us, and persecute us as the children of God. That's what the Lord Jesus says. Because see, listen, we heard it there in that last verse in number 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That word perfect is talking about, in our case, maturity. And of course, the Lord knows everything, and the Lord is perfect in all of his attributes. It's hard for us to comprehend that, but he is. He's perfect in love. He's perfect in wrath. He's perfect in mercy, and he's perfect in justice. He's perfect in grace. He's perfect in judgment. The Lord is perfect. He's perfect in every way. And we are to grow up and be mature like our Lord is perfect. And so we need to be known as the children of God. We're to be like him. And think about it. God causes the cycle of the earth and the solar system, everything that we need for life, the operation of the trees, the animals that live, the crops that grow, the rain that comes. The Lord makes all that work that we might have life. And there are men and have been men for millennia that have cursed God, hate God, blaspheme God. And you know what God has been? He's been good. He continues to be good and faithful to mankind. Well, sometimes he brings his judgment and his wrath is poured out. And some are stopped in their wickedness and in their tracks. It happens. We know that that's so. But as a whole, the Lord is good to mankind. If mankind has had a future, which we have had about 6,000 years of future, God has been good. And so as his children, he tells us to be good to men that way too. He said, bless your enemies, bless those, love your enemies, bless the cursers, do good to the haters, and pray for the users, okay, and the persecutors. Why? Verse 45, that we may be the children, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. That it might be known that you're like God. That's what God does, what he's been doing for millennium or centuries. He gives explanation here. He says, he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. on the evil and the obedient. He sends rain on the justified, the saved by Jesus Christ, and on the unjustified. He does that over and over again. He says, where's the reward if you love your own? I mean, that's just the way the world works. Where's the reward in loving your own? There's nothing special about that. For if you love them which love you, verse 46, what reward have ye? That's the way the publicans do. They're rejected by society. They stay together and care one for another. He said, if you salute only your brothers, what do you do more than anybody else? That's just the natural way of man. We greet our own, but we're called to greet all. He said, that's the way the publicans do it. He said, but you are to do and to be the way God is. And we need to be perfect. We need to be mature. We need to be as our Father, which is in heaven. So now we come to Matthew chapter 6, and we pick it up here in verse number 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now the Lord has told here about laying up treasure in heaven, or he will, rather, in this chapter. And so he's talking about spiritual kingdom, heavenly treasure, that the children of God are to lay up. And so he's speaking here first about almsgiving. What is it about almsgiving? And this has nothing to do with Olmsted. We kind of say Olmsted here in these parts, like the word alms, but it's an O for Olmsted. But these are alms. Alms are given for the help of those that are in need. Alms are not the tithe. And alms are not the offering to the Lord. Alms are alms, okay? And they're given for those that have a lack. He says here first, when you and I give alms, when we look to help those that have a need, and that happens in the churches, maybe some in the church, maybe some, many times, those outside of the church, and the Lord with his first church, it was an almsgiving church. They gave money to help the poor and those that are in need. The Lord says, don't do them before men so you can be seen. He says, when you do it to be seen of men, that's all the reward that you get. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. So, when you want to give to the poor, do you want to make a show? Do you want to make sure that many, many people know that you did so? That's the end of your reward. The accolades of men will be the end of the reward, and there'll be no reward from the Father. A brother said something interesting today in services, and it's so true. When we as the children of God seek to do God's part, God will indeed do our part. What's the Lord said? He says, do these things in secret, and the Lord will reward as he's pleased, as openly as he's pleased. But if I seek to not humble myself, which is what we're called to do, humility and secret service in this regard, if I seek to glorify myself, then it is the Lord that will do my part and bring me to humility. It's very interesting. That was a profound statement that the brother said today in services. And it's so true. What I need to do is I need to humble myself in obedience to the Lord and do what he says. And don't worry and don't be looking to have men see the almsgiving that I do. Verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And so there are these that the Lord calls hypocrites, and there's a place evidently to give alms. And it says here, do not sound a trumpet before thee. Don't make a spectacle and an announcement of what you're going to give. Don't make a spectacle and announcement and proclaim, you know, what you're going to do and let everybody see that you're putting it in. It's said historically that this of the trumpet would be maybe the collection vessel, and would be built somewhat like a large spit tune. And so it would have a big rim on it that would flare out. And so you kind of had a choice. You could take what you gave and put it right down the middle, and it would just make a kerfud. Or you could take it and drop it off the rim, every piece of money, and it would make such a clatter and a clang on the side. Whichever way that it is, whether a man would be proclaiming and sounding what he would do, or just dropping it into the collection vessel for alms, there in the synagogues or there in the streets, they did so for the glory of men. And if we do that, if I do that, and you do that, we have our reward. The accolades of men is as far as it'll go. It's over there. There'll be nothing else, nothing from the Lord. Do we see how it is that when the Lord gives, there is a sense that the Lord gives secretly? There's so much that the Lord does that I don't even know that he does. And he commands us indeed that we don't show what we do, but we do it before him. But when thou doest thine alms, verse 3, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. The Lord says, keep it private. Keep it secret. Our right hand and our left hand are both connected to our body and to our brain, right? So our right and our left, in that sense, will know, will always know what we do. But the Lord says, seek to be that secret about it. What's he say? That thine alms may be in secret, verse 4, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And so giving to the poor, providing for those that are in need, providing for those that don't have the blessings maybe that we would have, or at that time they find themselves short and in need somehow. Don't give to be seen of men, but give secretly, and the Lord indeed will reward openly. He's promised it. He said that it's true, and we can trust it. Salvation of the Lord is only found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And sinners like you and me are called to repentance and faith in him. Repentance of our sins before God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, faith in him and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of our souls. If you're here under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, we point you to our Lord Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come but to the Father only by him. There's no other way. So we point you to him. It's a personal thing between you and the Lord. And we pray that you would repent and believe and trust in him. Well, see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.